愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
我们这次神训班在学习罗马书。
This time during the NATS, we've been studying the book of Romans.
那今天早上我们来从罗马书看到我们应该要还的债。
And from Romans, we can see the debt that we ought to pay.
我们看罗马书的第一章。
Let us look at Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
十四节
verse 14,
第一章十四节
chapter 1 verse 14 I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise.
十五节
15 So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also.
这里保罗提到他本身无论是希腊人话外人聪明人愚拙人我都欠他们的债。
Here Paul says that whether they are Greeks or barbarians, wise or unwise, Paul owes them a debt.
欠债一定要还。
And if you owe a debt, then you must return it.
所以他怎么还呢？十五节。
So how will he repay this debt is in verse 15.
我要尽我的力量将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome.
那从保罗的书信里面我们怎么知道保罗觉得他欠债
？From the letters of Paul, how can we tell that Paul felt that he was a debtor?
原因就是他觉得神把这个责任托付给他。
It is because he felt that God gave this responsibility to him.
他说：“我今日成为何等人，这是神给我的恩典。”
He said that today I am who I am because of the grace of God.
过去他是罪人的头。
In the past, I was the chief sinner.
他不但不信耶稣，他带领人逼迫耶稣。
Not only did he not believe in Jesus, but he also led others to persecute him.
神不但赦免他的罪。
Not only did Jesus forgive his sin.
神拣选他当使徒。
God chose him to be an apostle.
这个使徒就是神的大使。
An apostle is an ambassador for God.
那从罪人的头被提升到代表主耶稣的大使。
And so from a chief sinner, he was raised to being an ambassador for God.
当然这是极大的恩典。
And this is a great grace.
但是神对他有一个期待。
But God has a hope, expectation of him.
就是要他做外邦的使徒。
Which is that he wants him to be an apostle to the Gentiles.
那他要努力达到神对他的期待。
And he need to strive to meet the expectation that God had for him.
所以他有一个欠债感。
So he had this feeling that he was a debtor.
所以他要尽力将福音传给在罗马的人。
And that is why he would do his best to preach to those who are in Rome.
今天教会如果有更多人传福音。
Today, if the church has more people who are going to preach the gospel,
我们会看到教会在成长。
We will see in the growth of the church.
因为有人传福音，就有人听到道理。
That the church will grow because if people preach, then people will hear the gospel.
慕道者就会增加。
And then the truth seekers will increase.
慕道者增加，受洗的人数就可能增加。
And when those seeking the truth increase, then the number of people baptized will also increase.
那教会如果我们看到都是原来的面孔，也感谢神至少表示他信仰保守得住。
In church, if all we see are the familiar faces, it is also something to thank God for because at least God provides or protects them.
有时候我们到一个好几年没有去到一个教会就发现一半的人都不认识。
Sometimes you visit a church but you realize you don't recognize half the people there.
我们就很高兴了为什么一半人都不认识。
And you will be happy because why is it you don't recognize half the people?
因为里面很多新受洗的。
Because there are many newly baptized.
如果你很久没有到一个教会，到了一个教会，每一个人都认识。
If you haven't gone to a church for a long time, and when you go, you recognize everybody.
很可能这个教会没有在成长。
It is possible that that church is not growing.
没有新受洗的。
There are no newly baptized.
所以你十年前认识，今年你还认识，没有一个不认识。
So you knew them 10 years ago, and you know them today. There is not a single person you don't recognize.
因为没有人新受洗。
Because there are no new baptized.
所以传福音会带给教会活力。
And so preaching the gospel will bring life to the church.
有时候我们看每个教会文化不一样。
And we see every church has a different culture.
我曾经到过一个教会。
I visited a church before.
中午吃饭的时候。
And during their lunchtime.
负责人就带跟好多的信徒在讨论哪一个慕道者要访问，哪一个要去载他，哪一个要为他祷告。
Many of the members and the council members were discussing which true seekers they needed to visit and who they needed to take care of.
让我印象很深啊。
And it left a deep impression on me.
下午我到另外一个教会去聚会。
In the afternoon, I went to a different church for service.
聚完会。
After the service,
大家一泡茶就是我们下礼拜哪里玩。
And everybody had tea together, and they talked about where they would go out to vacation next week.
哪个地方 on sale？ 你有没有买到？
Or they talk about what things are on sale and did you buy it？
谁又怎样？谁又怎样？
And they talk about other people, what's going on with them？
我就发现怎么两个教会差这么多？他开车也只不过十分钟而已。
And I thought to myself, how come there's such a big difference between these two churches? They're only 10 minutes drive apart.
因为一个教会啊，有传福音的这种使命感。
It is because one church has the commission of preaching the gospel.
所以带动整个教会的风气啊，他的来教会就是关心啊，宣跟牧。
And so what all the things that they care about are preaching the gospel and pastoring.
真的一段时间这个教会成长很快。
And in a short period of time, that church grew very quickly.
但是那个信徒谈论都是玩，都是 shopping， 都是地上的事情，我们就看到教会没有什么慕道者。
The other church where they just all they talk about is shopping and where to go to visit, then there's not many truth seekers there.
因为如果没有把传福音当作教会一个使命。
Because if you don't consider the preaching the gospel to be the commission of the church.
那你还有什么可以谈呢？还有什么属灵可以谈呢？
Then what else spiritual things do you have to talk about?
没有什么可以谈，就是谈世界的。
There's not much else to talk about, so you end up talking about the world.
所以传福音这个欠债使命感会带动教会的进步。
So preaching the gospel and that feeling that it is a commission will motivate the church.
第二个就是我们如果传福音会带动我们个人的灵性进步。
Also in preaching the gospel, this will also help our own spirituality to grow.
有时候我们在看布道会。
Sometimes in evangelical service.
有的信徒就说我找不到慕道者，那个布道的道理我已经听一百遍了。
And some people say, oh, I don't see any true seekers here, but this evangelical service content, I've heard 100 times.
那现在一个慕道者来。
And now there's one true seeker.
你拿一本圣经给他说，请你翻圣经，告诉他说有一个真神。
And then you give this Bible to that member and say, please flip the Bible to them to show them that there's a true God in heaven.
他不是听了几十年吗？圣经给他翻不出来。
Haven't they been hearing this message for 10-something years, but yet they cannot flip it in the Bible?
请你翻圣经告诉他真教会，真耶稣教会是真教会。
If you ask them, please flip to the Bible and show that the true Jesus Church is the true church.
我们如果没有在传福音，你真的讲不出来。
If you are not a person who preaches the gospel, you will be unable to answer this.
那我们现在要带慕道者来。
And now we want to bring true seekers.
我们就要想，那我要讲什么？
And we think about what is it that I should talk about?
我要讲圣灵。
I should talk about the Holy Spirit.
自己要去先去预备。
But then I need to prepare beforehand.
那我们在预备当中，我们就自己在进步。
And while we are preparing, we are improving ourselves.
那带慕道者不是这么简单。
And it is not that easy to bring people to seek the truth.
因为这是属灵的征战。
Because this is a spiritual battle.
所以有的人一开始要带慕道者。
So when some people first start to bring truth seekers.
有时候就夫妻吵架。
There are sometimes arguments within the couple.
就是车子轮胎爆风。
Or sometimes their tire will pop.
有时候就生病一大堆问题。
Or they'll meet with an illness. There's a bunch of problems that arise.
奇怪，我以前不带慕道者都没有问题，一带慕道者问题一大堆。
It seems odd that before when I didn't bring any truth seekers, I didn't have any issues in my life. Now there's a whole bunch.
因为这有一个属灵的阻挡。
This is because there's a it is trying to block you in the spirit.
所以要带慕道者，你要更迫切祷告。
And so when we want to bring truth seekers, we need to pray even harder.
求神让我们有信心。
And ask God to give us faith.
也求神开慕道者的心。
And ask God to open the hearts of the true seekers.
那我们自己就进步了。
And then we ourselves will grow.
那如果我们要带慕道者。
And if we want to bring truth seekers,
我们会很在意自己的行为。
We will start to really care about our own behavior.
我以前住在 Monterey Park.
I used to live in Monterey Park.
有时候想要出去买东西。
Sometimes I would want to go out and buy something.
穿一条短裤也不敢出去。
But I wouldn't dare to go out to buy something in shorts.
为什么？因为常常在这里领会，可能很多慕道者。
Why? Because I'm often giving sermon here, and there are probably truth seekers, people I run into that eventually might be a truth seeker.
穿一条短裤给慕道者看到，真的不好意思。
So I feel embarrassed if somebody to wear shorts and then truth seekers see me.
所以买个东西也要穿着整齐再出去。
So in order to go and buy something, I would still dress myself neatly and then go out.
当我们开始慕道者，带慕道者。
When we start to bring truth seekers,
第一个好处，聚会里不敢迟到。
The first benefit is that you will be afraid to be late for service.
因为我们要带他来，要对教会有好印象啊。
Because you want to bring them to church, you want them to have a good impression of the church.
所以我们自己要带头。
So we ourselves need to set the example.
所以当我们在带慕道者啊，我们有一个目标可以努力。
And when we have when we are bringing truth seekers, we have a goal that we are working toward.
我们灵性就会进步啊。
So as a result, our spirituality will grow.
我们现在问题在哪里？
Where is our problem today?
世界的目标很清楚。
Is the goals in the world are very clear.
是别很投入。
And then we are very invested into them.
属灵目标不清楚。
But our spiritual goals are not clear.
所以我们没有努力的目标。
So we don't have a goal to strive toward.
因此这个灵性啊，软趴趴的。
And our spirituality is very,
weak.
Weak.
就是没有一个努力的目标啊，灵性不会警醒，不会有力量。
And because we don't have a goal in mind, so we are not watchful and we have no strength.
再来带慕道者会改变我们的生活方式。
Also, when we bring truth seekers, it will also change our lifestyle.
我们先来看哥林多前书。
Let us look at 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第九章。
1 Corinthians chapter 9.
第九章二十三节。
Chapter 9, verse 23. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be partaker of it with you.
这里讲我所行的都是为着福音的缘故。
It says that everything that I do is for the sake of the gospel.
目的就是要让人同得福音的好处。
And the goal is that we can be partakers together.
所以带慕道者就好像是一个带领一个出生的婴孩。
So when you are bringing a truth seeker, it's like bringing a newborn child.
我们大家做过父母的。
All of us have been parents before.
孩子还没有生下来。
Before your child is born.
我们所有的心思、所有的生活都集中在这个小孩子身上。
After your child is born, all of your thoughts and all of your energy is focused on this child.
要怎么吃、怎么休息，都是为着肚子里面的小孩。
And how you yourself will eat or how yourself will rest is everything is based on your child.
那生下来要怎么生活都是为着小孩。
And then in the future, how you continue to live is all for your children.
我们再带一个慕道者。
And then when we bring a truth seeker,
从带他来慕道到受洗最少要两年到三年。
To bring them through the truth and to baptism, it usually takes 2 to 3 years.
到他会成熟独立，两年到三年跑不掉。
It will take 2 to 3 years for them to be spiritually mature.
那这两三年当中，我们就做属灵的父母。
And during these 2-3 years, we are spiritual parents.
所以凡是我所行都是为着福音的缘故。
And here it says, this I do for the gospel's sake.
我们看二十三节，二十二节，请读。
22, to the weak I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some.
向软弱人我就做软弱人。
To the weak I became as weak.
为着得着软弱的人。
In order that I might win the weak.
向什么样的人我就做什么样的人。
And whatever type of person they are, and I will become like them.
我们人年纪越大 越没有弹性。
The older that we get as humans, the less flexible we become.
但是为着要带领一个人。
But in order to bring a person,
我们一直在改变自己。
We continually change ourselves.
为着要得着这一个人。
In order to win this person.
所以一个人要带慕道朋友生活 方式会改变。
So if a person wants to bring a truth seeker, their lifestyle will change.
啊，有一个家庭啊，他为了带慕道者，差不多是全家动员。
And there is a family that, because in order to bring a truth seeker, the whole family was involved.
啊，从礼拜五开始。
Starting from Friday.
啊，他们就开始在想要去载谁，载谁。
They start to think about who they need to pick up.
哦。然后哪一个慕道者没有来要帮他祷告
and which truth seeker did not show up and who they need to pray for
所以这个整个家庭好像动员起来、啊、都是为着教会的宣道事工
and the whole family together worked together to, for the sake of the gospel
那这个就是教会的力量
and this is the strength of the church
有更多有宣道意识的家庭我们这个教会、啊、就越有力量
The more families there are with a sense of evangelism, the more strength the church will have.
好，那更重要的就是，我们传福音给别人，这是对人最大的爱。
And most importantly is that when we preach the gospel to someone, this is the greatest love.
好，我们看啊，马太福音第九章。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 9.
好，马太福音第九章。
Matthew chapter 9.
啊，三十五节。
Verse 35。
马太九章三十五节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
这里讲耶稣宣讲天国的福音。
Here it talks about how Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom.
又医治各样的病症。
And healed every sickness.
这个医治病症就是解决外在的困难。
And every disease, which means that he resolved their external problems.
很多外在的困难你都可以去找人帮助。
Many people can help with external problems.
但是有一天走投无路。
But one day when they reach a dead end,
那还有一条路
there's one way that is left,
就是靠主耶稣
which is to rely on Jesus.
所以传福音就是让他告诉他有一条路可以走。
So preaching the gospel is telling them that there is one way that they can still go.
人生没有绝境的。
When there's no other way in life.
人生没有绝路了。Dead end,
there's no dead end in life.
有主耶稣就有路可以走。
Because as long as there's Jesus, there's a way to walk.
所以为什么要传福音
So why is it we need to preach?
带给人希望
We bring to others hope
那宣讲天国的福音这个天国的福音主耶稣说神的国就在你心里面
And Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom which is that he told them that the kingdom is in your heart
就是解决人里面的问题
And this was to solve the problems in man's heart
好我们现在看罗马书14章
Let us look at Romans chapter 14
罗马书14章的17节
Romans chapter 14 verse 17
14章17节请读
Chapter 14 verse 17 For the kingdom of God is not food and drink But righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit
神的国在乎公义和平圣灵中的喜乐
The kingdom of God is of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit
现在很多的人生活真的是什么都不对
And many people's lives have many things wrong in their life
价值观也不对
They have wrong value systems
人生的目标也不对
Their life goals are wrong
婚姻观也不对
Their concept of marriage is wrong
成功的观念也不对
Their concept of success is wrong
那这个什么都不对就会带领我们进到什么都不对的生活
When every concept is wrong then they will live a life that is wrong
那这个神的话一进去
And when the word of God enters,
就带公义进到我们心里面。
It brings righteousness into their hearts.
也就是说，在神看起来，什么都是对的。
And so that what righteousness is that everything is right in the eyes of God.
那这就是解决问题的开始。
And this is the beginning of the solution for all problems.
那接下去
，and continuing on
是和平。
It is also peace.
或者说平安。
Peace.
平安就是没有忧愁，没有害怕。
And peace is to not have sorrow and to not have fear.
外面健康的不少，但是里面心里很平安的不多。
There are many people who are outwardly healthy, but there are very few people who are very peaceful in their hearts.
所以用安眠药忧郁症人越来越多。
So there are increasingly more people who take medicine for insomnia and depression.
神的国进到里面。
But once the kingdom of God enters your heart,
让里面生命丰盛。
And then your life is abundant.
人就有平衡。
Then man will have peace.
接下去是满足。
And next is joy.
是圣灵来的满足。
And this is a joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以我们算不了什么。
So none of us are anything.
我们不能够改变别人什么。
We cannot change any person's life.
但是如果我们传福音给别人。
But if we preach the gospel to somebody.
神可以改变他。
God can change that person.
让他改变更好。
And let them to change to be better.
更平安。
To have more peace.
更喜乐。
To be more joyful.
所以我们需要把传福音当作一种欠债。
So we need to consider preaching the gospel as a debt.
我们想想看，如果你是来美国才信耶稣。
If you came to the U.S. and then believed.
你想想看，如果当初人不传福音给我。
If you think about if no one had preached to you at that time.
今天我们不会在这里
We wouldn't be here today.
如果人不传福音给我们。
If no one had preached to us.
我们在灵里面还是死的状态。
We would still be dead in spirit.
圣经里面的福气跟我们都没有问题，都没有份。
All the blessings of the Bible would have nothing to do with us.
那今天的我是因为有人传福音给我。
The person I am today is because somebody preached to me.
所以我们不是欠债吗?
So do we not owe this debt?
欠什么债?
What debt do we owe?
欠那个别人传福音给我的债。
We owe this debt of somebody else preaching to us.
所以我至少要去传给一个人。我死以前至少要传给一个人。
So at least before I die, I must preach to at least one person.
所以第一个债要还就是传福音。
So the first debt that we owe is to preach the gospel.
好，那我们现在来看罗马书的第三章。
And now let us turn to Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
罗马书第三章二十三节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这个地方讲世人都犯了罪，亏欠神的荣耀。
Here it says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
神为什么要创造天地万物?
Why is it that God created the heavens and the earth?
包括你跟我。
Including you and I.
神不会做没有意义的事情。
God would not do something that had no purpose.
诗篇里面说，诸天述说神的荣耀。
Psalm says that the creations testify of you.
所以你看到天地，这就是神的荣耀。
So when you see the heavens and the earth, you see the glory of God.
但是神的创造最大的荣耀是什么？
But what is the greatest glory that God has created?
他用他的形象来造人。
He created man in his image.
这是神最大的荣耀。
And this is the greatest glory of God.
人能够反映神的形象。
That man can reflect his image.
那今天我们活在这个世界。
And today we live in this world.
这里说世人都犯了罪。
And it says all have sinned.
罪人就没有荣耀了。
And so a sinner does not have glory.
所以这里讲亏缺神的荣耀。
Which is why they fall short of the glory of God.
所以有时候我们在想别人看到我们是不是能够荣耀神。
And sometimes we can think to ourselves, if someone sees me, can it glorify God?
那这个答案每个人需要去回答。
And this is an answer that, a question every person must answer.
因此我们的一生就是要努力到别人看到我们会归荣耀给神。
And so our entire lives we must strive to the point that when someone sees us, they can give the glory to God.
那从一个有罪的我要进到能够荣耀神的我，这有一个过程。
And there is a process from a person of sin to be a person that has the glory of God.
好，我们现在来看腓立比书。
Let us look at Philippians.
以弗所书的。
Ephesians.
以弗所书。
Ephesians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章第十节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.Verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
这里讲我们是神的工作。
Here it says that we are his workmanship.
然后在基督耶稣里面造成的。
and that we've been created in Jesus Christ.
所以如果我们要能荣耀神，
So if we want to glorify God,
我们需要神在我们身上继续做工。
Then we need God to continue to work on us.
那这个工作是在基督里面造成的。
And this work is created within Jesus Christ.
也就是说在基督里面不断的改变更新。
Which is that within Jesus Christ, we continually change ourselves and transform.
那重新创造神的形象。
So that we recreate the image of God.
那这样啊，我们才能够荣耀神。
And in this way, then we can glorify God.
那这个神的形象最具体的表现就是主耶稣。
And the most concrete example of the likeness of the image of Christ, the image of God is Christ.
所以神看不见。
So we cannot see God.
神的形象你也看不见。
We cannot see the image of God.
那人用神的形象造，人已经犯罪了，已经看不见神的形象。
Even though man is created in the image of God, but yet we've sinned, so you cannot see the image of God in us.
我们这个世代很注重整容。
In this society, we really emphasize on aesthetics.
整形哈。
And on cosmetics.
整容。
Oh, makeup. Cosmetics.
Yeah.
Cosmetic surgery.
那这个整容都要有一个目标啊。
And there must be a purpose to cosmetic surgery.
那你就看有的鼻子像哪一个电影明星，耳朵又像另外一个。
And one person wants their nose to look like a certain movie star. Another person wants their nose to look like another's.
整个脸一下这个像那个，一个像那个，它只有一个目标啊。
And one looks like one, and another looks like another. They have their goal.
但是对我们来讲，要像主耶稣。
But for us, we want to be like Jesus Christ.
就能够荣耀神。
In order to glorify God.
所以我们要怎么来还这个债？
So how can we repay this debt?
好，我们来看哥罗西书。
Let us look at Colossians.
哥罗西书的第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第九节、第十节。
Verse 9 and verse 10.
哥罗西书第三章第九节、第十节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. 9. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. 10. And have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
这里讲要穿上新人。
Here it says, put on the new man.
那什么是新人？
And what is this new man?
我们如果再清楚念，新人就是由照他主的形象。
If we continue reading it carefully, it says according to the image of him.
这个照他的主就是天上的神，新人就是看起来像神。
Him who created him, the creator is God, so this new man will look like God.
但我是人啊，我怎么能够看起来像神呢？
But I'm a man, how can I look like God?
我怎么知道神像什么？
How do I know what God looks like?
所以如果我们这一节在读，说在这个新人在知识上渐渐更新，
And we read here,
如照他主的形象。
It says, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
如果我们看英文，就是照着我们认识神的这个知识，认识主耶稣的知识，来渐渐来改变我们自己。
It is from our understanding and knowledge of the God who created us that we continue to transform ourselves.
所以知识很重要。
And so it is very important to have knowledge.
没有知识，我们没有办法更新。
Without knowledge, we cannot be renewed.
因为没有知识，我就不知道哪个地方我要改进。
Because without knowledge, we don't know in which area we need to be renewed.
所以雅各书第一章讲，神的话像一面镜子。
So in James chapter 1 says that word of God is like a mirror.
因此认识神的知识像一面镜子。
And to know the word of God is to like look at yourself in the mirror.
这个镜子一照，我们就知道我们在哪里啊，还有不足。
As soon as you look at yourself in the mirror, you know the areas in which you have lack.
所以我们要变成新人哈，要认识主耶稣。
And so in order to know Jesus Christ and become a new person.
然后要一直调整我们自己。
We must continually adjust ourselves.
要调整到我们跟对主耶稣的认识一样。
We need to continually adjust ourselves until we are like Jesus.
比方说主耶稣的谦卑。
For example, the humility of Jesus.
如果我们不认识主耶稣，什么叫谦卑你也讲不出来。
If we don't know Jesus, we don't know what humility is.
所以谦卑就是不要夸口，不要自夸，一般人的 想法是这样。
And most people think that humility is not to boast.
哦，谦卑就是别人称赞你，你要把这个 credit 归给别人。
And when somebody praises you, you must give the credit to somebody else. 哦，
大概我们都可以了解谦卑是这样。
This is our general understanding of humility.
哦，但是啊，如果我们认识主，我们发现谦卑不只是这样。
But if we know Jesus Christ, we know that that is not all that humility is.
好，我们看腓立比书第二章。
Let us look at Philippians chapter 2.
好，腓立比书第二章的第六节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. 6, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
第七节
7. But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant, and coming in the likeness of men.
第八节
8. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
这里讲主耶稣有神的形象。
Here it says that Jesus has the form of God.
但是他成为人，他不把自己当作神。
But even so, he did not He did not consider himself to be a God.
所以第七节把自己倒空。
So he poured himself out.
然后就可以往下降成为仆人。
And this is how he was able to lower himself to become a servant.
就可以洗人的脚。
And to wash the feet of others.
第八节。
Verse 8.
他就可以顺服。
And then he could be obedient.
死在十字架上。
To the point of dying on the cross.
所以谦卑有两个重要的表现。
So humility has two very important manifestations.
第一个，他可以去侍奉。
First is that that person is able to serve.
主耶稣洗人的脚，没有比这个更卑微了。
And Jesus washed the feet of others. There's nothing more lowly than that.
所以在教会里面如果安排我指挥翻译讲道，我愿意。
So in church, if you are assigned to translate or to hymn lead, and you're willing to do that.
如果安排我扫厕所、煮饭，这个我不要。
But if you're assigned to wash the restroom or to cook, then you say, I don't want to.
那这就不是主耶稣的形象。
Then this is not the form of God.
我们不管在社会上是什么。
It doesn't matter who we are in the world.
我们总不会高过主耶稣，他是神。
None of us can be above God.
来到教会往下降。
So when we come to church, we lower ourselves.
要降到多低呢?
How low do we have to lower ourselves?
降到跟主耶稣一样。
Lower ourselves to the point where the same as Jesus.
我也可以洗人的脚。
That we can wash the feet of others.
这个叫做谦卑。
This is what humility means.
所以圣工没有选择性。
And so in holy work, we don't have a choice.
只要我能做。
As long as I am able to do it.
教会又觉得我需要做。
And if the church feels that they need me to do it.
我就去做。
Then I will do it.
没有一个说这个是圣工不适合我的身份。
There is no such thing as this holy work does not match my status.
这个叫谦卑。
And this is what humility means.
那第二个谦卑就是顺服。
And the second part of humility is submission.
凡是合神旨意我都可以顺服。我没有意见。
As long as it's according to the will of God, I can submit. I have no opinion.
那一个人如果会服侍人
If a person knows how to serve others,
又容易顺服
and is able to submit,
简单讲一句话，谦卑人很好相处啊。
And very simply put, a humble person will be very easy to get along with.
如果我们是一个很难相处的人
If we are a person that is very difficult for others to get along with,
可能我们内心有一个骄傲在里面梗住了。
Possibly there is a pride in our hearts.
所以我们要荣耀神就是要认识主耶稣，一直调整向他。
And so to glorify God, we need to know Him and then continually adjust ourselves to be like Him.
所以这是一个过程。
And this is a process.
那如果我们把目标定准，我要跟主耶稣一样。
If we set our goal to be, I want to be like Jesus.
我们的灵性会活泼。
Then our faith will be alive.
没有目标，这个灵性真的是没有力量。
Because when you have no goal in your faith, then you have no strength.
只有安息日带着圣经来坐坐聊聊天回去，这个不是。信仰的本来是应该这样的。
You come to church and bring your Bible with you, and you just chat for a little bit, go home. That's not what faith is about.
信仰应该是不断认识耶稣，不断自我调整。
To faith is to continually know Jesus and to continually adjust yourself.
让别人在我们身上看到主耶稣。
So that other people can see Jesus in us.
那这样我们就偿还了。 荣耀神的债。
And then we can repay the debt that we owe to God.
所以我们教会的青年呢、啊，也有人在学校里面读书，被称作圣人，被称作小耶稣，不管他怎么称了，这都是好的。
And sometimes some of our youths in school, they are called little Jesus or they're called a saint. And no matter what they're called, even though it's in mocking, these are all good.
所以罗马书有一句话很重要。
So in Romans it says something.
我们看罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的十二章
Romans chapter 12、
第六节
Verse 6 Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophecy
十二章第二节
Verse 2 And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind、
你看英文、conform, transform、就是我们要做选择了
And here it tells us we have a choice whether to conform or be transformed.
我们是要跟世界一样，还是要跟世界不一样？
Do we want to be the same as the world, or do we want to be different from the world?
跟世界一样就是被同化。
If you are the same as the world, you will be conformed to it.
跟世界不一样就是更新而变化。
If you want to be different, then you will be transformed and renewed.
所以一个基督徒如果进到这个世界，让人看不出来他是基督徒。
If a person is a Christian and walks out into the world and people can't tell he's a Christian,
这个有问题啊。
There's a problem.
为什么？
Why?
因为他已经被同化了。
Because they've already been conformed.
但如果一个人他真的有更新变化。
But if a person has really transformed and renewed,
他进到世界。
As soon as they walk into the world,
很容易别人就觉得他不同。
People can easily tell this person is different.
因为他的想法、他的观念、他的生活都不一样。
Because their thinking and their way of living is very different.
所以我们要荣耀神。
So we must glorify God.
要跟别人不同。
By being different from others.
所以不同就是要跟主耶稣一样。
And by being different, it means to be the same as Jesus.
这需要很大的努力。
This requires a great effort.
那第三个债。
The third debt.
我们回来看罗马书。
Let us continue looking in Romans.
罗马书第十三章。
Romans chapter 13.
第八节。
Verse 8. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law.
这个地方讲要以彼此相爱为亏欠。
Here it says that owe no one anything except to love one another.
因为爱就完全的律法。
Because love has fulfilled the law.
爱要以为亏欠。
So we need to treat loving others as a debt.
如果我们不看主耶稣，不看圣经，
If we don't look at Jesus and we don't look at the Bible,
我们去爱别人，这是给他一个恩情。
And when we love others and we are giving, we're doing a favor to them.
因为我没有欠你啊，所以我去关心你，这是给你一个恩情。
Because I don't owe you anything, but I do something for you, then it is a favor.
但是如果回到圣经，
But if we return to the Bible,
爱是一种亏欠。
Love is a debt.
既然是亏欠，这个就表示爱人是一种还债。
And if it is a debt, then when you love others, you are repaying that debt.
那这么为什么爱会变成一种亏欠
？So why is love a debt?
约翰一书告诉我们
，First John tells us，
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love because He first loved us.
因为神很爱我们。
Because God loves us very much.
主耶稣为我们而死。
And Jesus died for us on the cross.
没有比这个爱更大。
There is no greater love than this.
所以我们欠主耶稣一个债。
So we owe Jesus a debt.
他为我而死。
That He died for us.
那我怎么还？
And how can we repay His debt?
主耶稣说你要爱别人。
Jesus said, love others.
所以为什么爱是亏欠？
So why is love a debt?
因为我们亏欠主耶稣。
Because we owe Jesus Christ.
主耶稣要我们爱别人来还这个债。
And Jesus wants us to love other people to repay this debt.
那如果我们看十五章罗马书。
If we look at chapter 15 of Romans,
第一节,
verse 1, 15 verse 1, we then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves.
第二节,
verse 2, let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification.
第三节,
3, for even Christ did not please himself, but as is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me.
这个第一节讲，坚固人的担当，不坚固人的软弱。
Here in verse 1, it says, those who are strong ought to bear with the weak.
那下面一句话说，不求自己的喜悦。
And the next phrase says, and not to please ourselves.
他为什么要讲这句话？
Why does it need to say this?
因为人一旦软弱，
Because as soon as man becomes weak,
他就需要人扶他一把。
He needs somebody to lift him up.
那去扶他的人，这个就是一个担子。
And to the person who is helping to support him, it is a burden.
你如果求自己的喜悦，我就是要躲到我很舒服的这个感觉里面，生活里面，你就不会去担当别人的软弱。
If you all only live your life wanting to please yourself and according to your own preferences, you won't want to help and bear the burden of another person.
所以物质上来说，大家都很丰富。
Materially wise, we are all very abundant.
什么都不缺。
We don't lack anything.
但是从属灵上来看，
But spiritually wise,
有时候我们真的是瞎眼、贫穷、可怜、赤身肉体。
We are often
我们自己不知道。
Lame, blind, and naked, and we often don't know it.
所以肉眼在看一个人，跟主耶稣在看一个人是不一样的。
So it is different when a person sees a person physically and from Jesus seeing that person.
所以当一个人的软弱的时候，他需要人去把他带回来，让他能够刚强。
When a person is weak, they need someone else to bring them back so, and help strengthen them.
那这个就是爱心。
And this is love.
所以不要想说爱心就是给人钱。
And so don't think that love is just giving money to somebody.
这个不困难啊。
This is not that hard.
爱心就是去担当别人的软弱。
Love is to bear the weaknesses of others.
有时候我们在想啊，我们信仰几十年。
Sometimes we think about it. We've believed for 10-something years.
这个信心是上上下下的。
And our faith has gone up and down.
如果没有别人担当我们的软弱，
If nobody bore with our weaknesses,
我们今天可能已经不在教会了。
We probably wouldn't be here today in church.
是不是这样呢？
Isn't that so?
所以我们信仰正软弱，正在挣扎的时候，很多人为我们祷告。
In the moments when we were struggling and we were weak, many people prayed for us.
那个就是他的爱。
That was their love.
那今天我们刚强起来。
Today we are strong.
所以我们看到别人的软弱，要真的主动去关心他。
And so when we see the weaknesses of others, we need to take the initiative to show concern for them.
因此有时候我们看到那个代祷名单一大堆。
Sometimes we look at the prayer requests, there are so many people listed on there.
如果我们没有爱心，那跟我没有关系。
If we have no love, then that list has nothing to do with us.
我自己的事情都祷告不完。
I have so many of my own issues, I can't even finish praying about them.
但是当我们有基督的爱，
But when we have the love of Christ,
那个就是我的事情。
Those things are my own matter.
他们的软弱就是我的事情。
Those, their weaknesses are my own matter.
所以我们就会为他很迫切祷告。
So then we will pray very hard for them.
主耶稣在马太24章讲世界末日的预兆。
In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus talked about the signs of the end days.
马太25章讲审判三个比喻。
And it talked about the parables of, three parables of judgment.
第一个比喻。
The first parable.
十个童女的比喻。
Is a parable of the 10 virgins.
油有灯有油。这样就可以进入到婚宴里面。
And once their lamps have oil, they can enter into the marriage feast.
我们的生活会发光，就是能荣耀神，那我们就可以进到天国里面享婚宴。
When our light can shine, then we can glorify God, which means that we can enter into heaven.
第二个五千、两千、一千。
The second is a parable of the talents.
那赚钱回来的就可以进到里面。
Those who earn talents back can also enter into the joy of the Lord.
那一千的虽然领很少，他不能进去。
Even though the one talent, they receive very little, they could not enter.
是因为他没有去赚，他没有努力。
It is because they did not strive to make more.
所以传福音就是完成神给我们的托付。
So preaching the gospel is to fulfill the commission that God has given us.
有人五千，有人两千，有人一千。
Some people have 5 talents, some people have 2 talents, some people have 1 talent.
审判要交账。
And on the day of judgment, you will be held accountable.
所以这个比喻就是跟四福音跟我们刚刚读的还债完全相同。
And so these parables are very closely related to preaching the gospel that we've been talking about.
再来是山羊跟绵羊。
And then finally is a parable of the sheep and the goats.
绵羊在右边。
The sheep are on the right.
因为他有爱心。
Because they have love.
山羊在左边。
And the goats are on the left.
他没有爱心。
They did not have love.
所以我们还债有赏赐。
So when we return a debt, we will gain a reward.
那个赏赐不止在地上。
And that reward is not only in the earth.
也是天上的福分。
It is a portion in heaven.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
281首。
Sing him 281.
so me empty hand thought upon God's cross. Must I go in empty hand? Must I lay my sinful soul? Now I'm so
最后一起来祷告。
Finally, we will pray together.
求主帮助我们。
Ask God to guide us.
让我们信仰不断往前迈进。
To help us to continually walk forward in faith.
越来越完全。
So that we can become more and more perfect.
将来在神的面前荣耀越来越大。
And so in the future that we will have a greater glory in Christ.
一起来祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.